Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Jim Bachman, and I have a very interesting subject for the next 15 minutes. You may have heard about this, but I think it's important that I bring it to your attention, and maybe you haven't heard about it. By the way, my contact information is askingdrjim.com, www.askingdrjim.com. Another bit of information, very, very important, on finding out why or how the number one killer of Americans today is occurring, and the disease process is called cancer. Cleveland Clinic did a study, and they found that storing your food in plastic, you may have heard that BPA, bisphenol A, BPA, was in baby bottles, in plastic food containers, in water bottles, and things of that nature. And the FDA thought it was such a risk that they made the manufacturers discontinue adding the BPA to the plastic, simply because the BPA, the bisphenol A, leaches into the food, and that is linked to reproductive problems, heart disease, cancer, a lot of those free radical damage kinds of diseases that threaten, in my opinion, threaten society. So the FDA determined that that should be taken out, the BPA should be taken out. So they recommended that BPA be replaced by BPB, bisphenol B, and the latest research is indicating, and that's what we're going to discuss today, the latest research is indicating that with the addition of BPB to the plastic, they are finding, the researchers are finding at Cleveland Clinic, that you run a higher risk of heart arrhythmia when you store your food in plastic that contains BPA, or BPB. BPA free is what you will see on the label. However, it contains BPB, which is associated with arrhythmia of the heart. In the studies that were done, we find that there's more and more increase in females with BPB and arrhythmia of the heart, simply because, in my experience, the reason that I find that occurring is it's a free radical. You've heard the term free radical. Free radicals are what causes damage to DNA. Now, for example, oxygen is a free radical. You need it to survive, but yet, on the other hand, it causes oxidative stress. And just to give you a real-life example of oxidative stress, you paint your car to make it look pretty, of course, but the underlying reason that you paint your car is to protect it from rusting, oxidative damage kind of chemical reaction. Same thing happens on our body. It's estimated that there are hundreds of thousands of free radical hits from the sun, from our food, from water, from just basically life itself. And the Creator, in the infinite way of creation, has protected us with antioxidants. Carotenoids in particular are one of the large, very, very important antioxidants to protect us. So we're seeing now that another source of free radical damage, remember, to DNA, that is what makes all of your proteins, and if you don't make the right proteins, DNA can make a mistake, and we call that mistake free radical damage that results in heart disease and cancer and things of that nature and plagues of the 21st century. So if you don't know this is occurring, we have ways now. In my opinion, I call it the savior to the 21st century. It's called the biophotonic scanner. It measures your antioxidant levels and gives you advanced knowledge that your antioxidant levels are low. And if they're low, then we need to make a paradigm shift and add more antioxidant-containing foods and supplements to your diet. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. My contact information, if you'd like to discuss this 15 minutes that we're talking about the BPA and BPB in your plastic, then give me a call, 724-836-5408, or you can go firsthand knowledge and see the vitamin lie detector. It's called the Biophotonic Scanner, and you can see it on my website. It's called the Biophotonic Scanner, www.askingdrjim.com. Again, www.askingdrjim.com. And you can find out what that can mean to your future health. We have these biophotonic scanners scattered around the globe. And if you would like to have a scan done, takes 90 seconds or less, find out what your number is. It's, in my opinion, more important number than your cholesterol. So my goal in doing these snippets, I call health snippets, is to give you information to be able to hang your hat on. BPA, as you probably were aware, and maybe you weren't aware, is in plastics, and it's in your food storage bags, it's in your plastic containers, it's in the frozen foods that you buy in the store that you stick in the microwave. So you're adding this BPA and now BPB to your diet on a regular basis. If you're storing your food in plastic, if you're putting your foods in the microwave in plastic. So what is a person to do? Well, number one is to minimize your risk. You minimize your risk by storing your foods in glass and crock, perhaps, or, you know, don't store a lot of leftovers. It's basically that simple. And I know it's very difficult because most of us live from the freezer to the oven to the microwave because of our activities. So if you want to protect yourself as much as you possibly can, then you want to make sure that you provide yourself with as much insulation as absolutely possible against this BPA and BPB exposure. In studies done, they found that female rats, and by the way, rats are not people, but the same chemical processes occur, they found a dramatic increase in heart arrhythmias in female rats as compared to male rats when they were exposed to BPB. So perhaps, just perhaps, you want to make that suggestion to your cardiologist if you're having arrhythmia problems. And maybe you can trace it back, or maybe you can do some homework on yourself. Find out how much storage you have of foods in plastic. You'll notice a lot of foods in the freezer section that they tell you to steam and heat and steam, I believe they're called. You throw them in the microwave or you place them in the microwave, turn the microwave on. Guess where all those toxic chemicals are going? They're going into the air, they're going into your kitchen, and they're going into your food. So be aware. An alternative to that is parchment paper. Parchment paper doesn't contain those kinds of BPAs and BPB chemicals. Another thing you can do for yourself, and you have to be proactive. You've heard this time and time and time again. Lower your risk factors by exercising. Lower your risk factors by not prepared foods, eating whole foods. If it comes in a box, don't consume it. Don't eat it. If you need a PhD to read what the ingredients are and to interpret what the ingredients are in your food, then leave it in the grocery store. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and we're discussing BPAs and BPBs. You probably heard that the FDA made a requirement for baby bottles several years ago to make sure that BPA was taken out of baby bottles, because when you heat the baby bottle, guess what happens? The BPA goes into the whatever's in the bottle simply because of the heating process. And they did a lot of research and found out that reproductive problems, particularly in males, as a result of exposure to BPA, and found also that there was a higher risk for developing cancers and those kinds of free radical damages. So if you have the choice, you want to be proactive and eat your foods as whole foods rather than prepared foods. Make sure that you carry a little bit of this knowledge that we're talking about back to your family and discuss it at your evening meals. You know, get water bottles that are made from unbreakable glass, and perhaps storage containers that's unbreakable glass. There are such things, and they're not that expensive. When you compare that to what a tragedy of heart disease and cancer and things like that occur from what these chemicals do to the human body, it's a very good trade-off. Again, we have ways to be able to predict, if you wish to use the word predict. I've been in natural health care now for almost 40 years, and I have always found that the best way to beat a disease is to prevent it, if at all possible. And you, as an individual, need to take as many steps as you can to be able to lower your risk factors for cancer and heart disease and all of the other problems that occur whenever your body becomes overloaded with free radicals. Free radicals, again, are damaging elements that come from your foods that are stored in plastic, that comes from the sun, that comes from oxygen, and come from particularly storing your foods and cooking your foods in plastic. So to be able to lower your risk factors, you want to be able to take charge and do everything that you can possibly do. Excuse me. If you would like some more information, give me a call, 724-836-5408, and pass this information on to someone, either via the internet, Blog Talk Radio, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com, and you can see a picture of the biophotonic scanner that evaluates your carotenoids, your antioxidants. Remember we talked earlier in the program, we talked about paint protecting your car from rusting. You knock the paint off, the car rusts very, very rapidly. And the same thing happens inside of your body. You're not immune to free radical damage. You're not immune to rusting up inside. Your body needs protection. And just like amino acids or proteins and vitamins and minerals that your body can produce, it has to get that from your food. Well, the antioxidants that protect you as much as possible from free radical damage, you get from your food, and you get from the most colorful fruits and vegetables, the reds, the oranges, the purples, all of the greens, all of the fruits and vegetables and the berries and melons and things of that are very bright in color contain a lot of these antioxidants. And if you would like a biophotonic scan, find out what your number is. That number, in my opinion, is more important than your cholesterol number. That's an important number, but your antioxidant number is the most important to your future health. So give me a call. We have these scanners stationed throughout the United States, actually throughout the world. 724 is my area code, 836-5408, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, and we can get you a scan. But in the meantime, do a little research on BPA and be able to take charge of your own health. God bless.